let's talk about Toronto just for a moment. They're going through a bit of a crime wave, a bit of a challenge. Similar to many North American cities, there's challenges over violence, you know, just some homelessness issues as well. And the city has been asking a lot of questions, as have its, has its citizens. And to the point where many citizens taking taxis have asked taxi drivers to head to a particular part of town, and it may be a little rough. And taxi drivers, in some cases, are now asking for cash advance payment. Now, some in Toronto have been asking, is this legal? Well, it turns out, in that city, yes, you can ask for a deposit in advance of up to $25. That got me asking, can you do that here in Vancouver? Joining me now is Gurdeep Sohota. He's a general manager of Sunshine Cabs in North Vancouver. Gurdeep, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you, Jeff.
So when I hear this Toronto story, and it's separate to Vancouver, of course, but I've often wondered, you know, when cabbies pick up a fare, you know, I've heard many times where people just get dropped off and then run off and not pay. Can a cab driver ask for an advance payment?
Jeff, it's a very topical issue. Actually, I was looking it up before coming on this show. And on 30th January 2008, 15 years ago today, the then Honorable, the Minister of Transportation, the Honorable Kevin Falcon, announced the BC Taxi Bill of Rights, which was brought in to promote consistent and high level of taxi service in Metro Vancouver. And it lays out, you know, what the passengers can expect from drivers and, you know, rights and responsibilities and obligations of a driver and passengers. The Taxi Bill of Rights is a takes the form of a decal, which has certain points which must be put on the rear window of every taxi in Metro Vancouver so that customers are aware of what their rights are as a passenger and what the obligations for a taxi driver are. And it also, in order to protect the safety of taxi drivers, it allows drivers to take certain types of actions under certain circumstances. And one of them is that they can ask for a deposit from a passenger if they feel that, you know, they could be troubled down the road. Typically, it's a deposit is asked for usually longer trips, but it is something that taxi drivers are able to do here in British Columbia.
Is there a certain percentage of a fare or a potential fare that they can charge, or is it just an arbitrary number that they can come up with in conjunction with the customer?
Well, usually it's something that'll more or less cover the anticipated fare. So, for example, if you know, I were to pick up somebody in North Vancouver and they're going out of Abbotsford, so, you know, it's probably going to be almost $100. So I could ask for an amount close to that to cover the fare in case a passenger decides not to pay me, or they cannot pay me when I, you know, go drop them off. And actually, it has happened to me myself.
I'm quite
surprised when I was driving.
I'm surprised at maybe it's just my experience, but is it still rare though for taxi drivers to ask for an advance payment? Because, and I always hear stories about people, you know, being driven somewhere and then the customer runs off without having to pay, or police have to be called. And as you say, it's happened to you. I'm just surprised taxi drivers don't ask for advance pay more often.
Well, they have the ability to do so. These days, a lot of, for example, everybody pays using plastic, and drivers on a daily basis for, you know, certain type of transactions will get a pre-authorization. So they know that the customer has the ability to pay or can cover a certain amount. But for longer trips, you know, a lot of drivers will ask for a deposit. So it happens on a regular basis.
Okay. Because I'm sure, as you were saying, you've gone through situations where you've had to drive somebody and they've just run off and not paid.
Happened to me. $100.
And where were you?
Out the window.
Out the window. And where were you going from? What was the trip?
I was driving a blacktop at that time and drove a gentleman in a suit all the way up to Abbotsford, and he took off on me. Happened to me.
And did you call the police? I'm just curious as to how you deal with that.
Well, I spoke to my dispatcher, and we figured out that by the time the police got there, and I had to, you know, give them the report. He obviously, you know, he ran into an apartment building, so I couldn't trace him.
Mm.
And I sort of figured out that it was better to come back, because I had to give the vehicle to my day driver, who was starting the shift at 4 a.m.
Can a taxi driver turn down a fare if he or she believes it's a bit of a rough part of town?
Well, they can. So the Taxi Bill of Right does allow a taxi driver to refuse a fare. You know, taxi drivers, like a lot of people in certain occupations, have a sixth sense. So sometimes you just know it in your gut that, you know, this party could be trouble. So if you have a well-founded fear for your safety, you can refuse to take a passenger, and that is allowed.
And you're allowed to do that, and that's subjective at the end of the day.
Yes, it is.
And before we go, we got about a minute left, and we'll have you on again. But I'm curious, the impact of ride hailing so far, and we'll do a longer segment on this another day. But
yes.
How is the industry faring overall with ride hailing?
Well, you know, ride hailing obviously had a devastating impact on our industry, but it was followed by the pandemic, and it was a 1-2 punch, and I've used that phrase over the years since our company initially shut down in March of 2020 on the North Shore. And, you know, both ride hailing and the pandemic have had a major impact. We're recovering, but right now our biggest challenge, for example, Jazz, is lack of vehicles and drivers. We can't find vehicles to put on our fleets. And we've lost a lot of drivers to ride hailing and other occupations. So those are the two huge challenges facing the taxi industry.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll have you on soon on that other one, on that other segment with ride hailing, because that's a bigger, broader question. But I appreciate you joining us today to talk a little bit about what taxi drivers can or cannot do here in Vancouver, because it does appear to be a growing issue in Toronto, that is for sure. Gurdeep, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.